listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. Today is July 28th, 2023, and for this week's episode, I'm going to talk about a couple of amazing books out now in paperback, and also two 2024 titles to mark down on your TBR right this very minute. So, hello! First, I want to start off by saying, I got distracted when I was recording the All the Books episode this week. I forgot to mention that this week's episode, number 423, the area code for that one is for Central Tennessee, north and south of Knoxville. So hello to everyone in Tennessee. I've never been to Tennessee, but I'd love to go someday. I'd love to go to Nashville, go to the bookstore, check out the history. Someday I'll make it. It'll be great. So hello again. Now that we got that out of the way, we're going to talk about books today. I have a couple that I am so excited about that I love and a couple that I haven't read yet that I'm so excited about. But first, we're going to hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawk, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books in all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawk on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Sourcebooks Landmark. So King Solomon says something very interesting to his son before he dies, and that is, quote, "Don't let the white man take the house," end quote. These, as I just mentioned, are King Solomon's last words to his son as he dies. Now, all four Solomon siblings must return to North Carolina to save the kingdom, their ancestral home, and 200 acres of land from a development company. Told in alternating viewpoints, Long After We Are Gone by Tara Shelton Harris is a searing portrait of the power of family and letting go of things that no longer serve you, exploring the burden of familial expectations, the detriment of miscommunication, and the lessons and legacies we pass on to our children. It's an explosive and emotional story of four siblings, each fighting their own personal battle, because who isn't, who return home in the wake of their father's death. Make sure to check out Long After We Are Gone by Tara Shelton Harris, and thanks again to Sourcebooks Landmark for sponsoring this episode.
Also, before I tell you about my picks today, I want to remind you about First Edition! What do S.A. Cosby, Khaled Hosseini, and Sarah Bakewell have in common? They've been guests on Book Riot's newest podcast, First Edition, where BookRiot.com co-founder Jeff O'Neill explores the wide bookish world. You can subscribe to hear these authors and stay to hear Book Riot's editors pick the It Book of the Month. To subscribe, search First Edition in your podcast player of choice. Okay, so my first two picks are out in paperback today. First up is How to Be Eaten by Maria Adelman. I talked about this, I think, on the show when it came out. I love this book. I love a book with an unusual support group, like We Could Be Heroes by Mike Chen, We Are All Completely Fine by Daryl Gregory, My Murder by Katie Williams, which came out a few weeks ago. That one has a great support group. This is a dark, fairy tale-ish story of a support group with members that you will recognize as characters from stories that you will recognize, but in modern settings. And the details of their stories have been updated to fit the modern setting. There is the woman who survived Bluebeard, the murderous man known for killing his wives. There's Gretel, as in Hansel and Gretel, who is having a hard time coming to terms with her unusual imprisonment that she escaped. There's Little Red Riding Hood, who fell in with a big bad wolf. There's also an updated fairy tale story involving a contestant on a reality show who went on there hoping to meet her prince and find her happily ever after. Of course, there's also a counselor who's sitting there listening to their stories. And as the book goes on, we need to find out, like, how did they all end up in this support group? Like, how did they get invited? How did they hear about it? Like, what is going on? There's something else going on. What brought them all together in the first place? It's dark. It's gritty. It's sometimes disturbing. My favorite combination, if you like Kelly Link, if you like Angela Carter, if you like Mariana Enriquez, if you like Carmen Maria Machado, this is the perfect book for you. It does come with a lot of content warnings, including toxic masculinity, disordered eating, body horror, stalking, gaslighting, harassment, emotional abuse, sexual assault, self-harm, violence, murder, imprisonment, and mental illness. This is How to Be Eaten by Maria Adelman. The other book out in paperback today that I love, I mentioned this, I think I mentioned actually both of these on the show that they were coming out, but this one, I just love this novel so, so much. It's Calling for a Blanket Dance by Oscar Hokia. This had kind of a quiet release last year. I mean, I really feel like when I read it, I was like, this book is astounding. And yet, I feel like it kind of was like really quiet and not many people read it. And then it kept picking up steam and picking up steam. And now it has been nominated for a zillion awards, including being a finalist for the 2023 Aspen Words Literary Prize and a finalist for the LA Times Book Prize. It also has won a few awards, including the Pen America Hemingway Award for Debut Novel. Like, this is a debut novel. Oh, it's so good. It's beautiful and it's sad, but it's also hopeful. It's about a man named Ever in Oklahoma. It's told in several segments at different points in Ever's life, including the police brutality his father suffered when Ever was a baby, his mother and how she had to work to support him and take care of his father. We see Ever as he grows up, the obstacles and challenges he faces. Now that I'm saying that out loud, those are kind of the same words, maybe? I don't know. But you know what I'm trying to say. And we also meet his family. They're trying to get him to reconnect with his Cherokee heritage and make decisions about what he wants to do with his life. And then when he has his own family, he still like feels like he's searching for his way in the world. The writing is fantastic. If you love multi-generational novels, if you love There, There by Tommy Orange, if you love Night of the Living Res by Morgan Talty, which is another novel I feel like was very quiet when it came out, and now I think it's literally won like 10 literary awards, I think. 9 or 10. It's just amazing. This also comes with a lot of content warnings, including child harm and death, police violence, substance abuse, injury and death of a loved one, self-harm, and suicide. And that one is Calling for a Blanket Dance by Oscar Hokia. And now, for Dealer's Choice, I want to mention a couple of titles that, sorry in advance, are not coming out until April of 2024. But they both sound so amazing. These are going to be my two next reads because I just got them. The first is The Cemetery of Untold Stories by Julia Alvarez. This one comes out on April 2nd of 2024. Alvarez is, you know, world-famous, legendary author, known for In the Time of Butterflies and How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents. This one is about a writer in the Dominican Republic who inherits a small piece of land. She has the idea to make a cemetery of unfinished or untold stories. She literally buries her unfinished ideas in this cemetery, including like plots that didn't work, things that she never finished, characters who never made it onto her pages or who made it onto the pages, but then she had to cut. They didn't work out for whatever reason. And over time, it looks at how the Cemetery of Untold Stories affects people around it, including a groundskeeper. It sounds so cool, like so cool. And the other one that's coming out in April, this one's coming out April 23rd of 2024. And you know I'm on board with this because, hello, I love birds. This is The Backyard Bird Chronicles by Amy Tan. And yes, that Amy Tan, author of The Joy Luck Club, Saving Fish from Drowning, my favorite, The Bonesetter's Daughter. This is a thing that she started in 2016. She said she was feeling kind of depressed about the state of the world, and she started turning her attention to nature and began documenting the birds in her yard. And these are entries from her bird journal, as well as her sketches, which are really quite good. And it also has a foreword by David Allen Sibley, who is one of the most famous ornithologists and writes, you know, the Sibley guides that you probably have in your house about birds. I know I have several of them. So those two were The Cemetery of Untold Stories by Julia Alvarez and The Backyard Bird Chronicles by Amy Tan. And that is it for us this week, book lovers. You can go to wherever you get your podcasts and search First Edition and subscribe to that. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And if you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. If you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Instagram at @FranzenComesAlive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.